Welcome back for another episode of the Radelaide Summit Podcast. On this week's episode, we cover the Cervelo Radelaide Summit Podcast competition. We have announced our winners, which is amazing. Australia Day celebrations. Oh, I'm keen to hear about this.
Oh, really?
Alex. casually in the house. Oh, Cashy in the house.
Welcome back, Cashy.
He's sitting next to you.
Oh, no. And more to come. What is this dong for the road? Oh, doing dong?
More to come along for the ride.
Oh, whatever.
We say it every
right,
week.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Wow.
If you're new to the podcast and haven't listened before, each week we scour the Strava leaderboards, watching you do your efforts up Norton Summit and discuss them here on the podcast, whether you like it or not. Now, there's a chance we might shame you, but we promise not to name you personally, and the odds are high that we'll probably shame ourselves because we're not as fast as you. Look, at the end of the day, our goal is to encourage and celebrate everyone going up Adelaide's best hill climb, Norton Summit, and reaching their own goals. So with that, let's introduce ourselves. Where are your summiteers? Alex.
Hello.
Wang. G'day.
Got him. Got him.
Cashy.
Ciao.
Frankie.
Sorry.
And we have Cam and Tim.
G'day.
Hello.
How are we, guys?
Welcome, listeners, to another Radelaide Summit podcast.
Yes. As always, we need to know what's been happening on or around the summit or oceans where Cashy has been. So, Cashy, what's going on?
Welcome back, Cashy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's good to stitch up.
It's good to be here. It was quite good. I was like, Matthew did...
He's predictable, the Wang.
Is he?
Yeah, short shriveled always to the left.
Short shriveled and always to the left. Just visualise that for a second.
or don't.
Let it sit.
Or don't.
Yes, I think I was saying before, I've spent 3 days at home in the last 2 months, so it's been...
I can't believe that you're actually...
I know, I'm here. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of travel for work and whatnot and fam, so it's been good. Did the first day of school pickup today, so just...
Did you do a Facebook post?
No, I didn't. No, it didn't really happen.
It wasn't
really
a real happen. First day of school then, was it?
Here I was just, doing my, afternoon poop and going through the socials and stuff. And then, it's just inundated with first day of school.
First day of school. What shit. I want to be when I grow up.
Do you know, I should say with deep fakes and AI happening in the future, I think it's actually quite dangerous for parents
They've said warnings about that.
For parents to be posting, photos of their children because, the risk of... Sorry to go down the serious road here. But instances where people have taken, children's faces and then they've been put on child pornography and stuff like that. It's just a bit fucked
dark.
Up. And it was on the news last night. We're just going down a bit of rabbit hole. Yeah.
They've previously put out warnings to parents about posting, school first day photos.
Or even stealing someone's identity or making them look like they've done something they haven't. So anyway, stop posting photos. Not that I can speak, but anyway.
But apart from that,
I was rudely interrupted.
No, it's a good segue. I like it. It was
informative.
Yes, I was going to say very informational. It was good. But apart from that, it's good to be home, back to regular programming, which I fucking can't wait because I realised how much I love routine.
When do you go away next?
Probably
Sunday.
Next week. probably this month, but not to the end of the week. End of the month, I think.
This month.
That's
in February. End of Feb.
But yeah, what about you, Frankie?
Well, speaking of deepfakes, posted the hottest photo
saying?
Ever.
No, real.
It is real. No, anyway, so I have obviously not been feeling great, and so I was like, do you know what?
And what was yesterday?
Oh, it was my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Where's the strippers? Oh, it's you guys.
Tim and Tam.
Sorry, I just made you super uncomfortable just then.
Tim, put your shirt back on.
I was walking down Rundle Mall, I think it was last week, and I was just past a shop, and it was Forever New, and there was this beautiful red
San
dress.
Remo?
And I saw it, and I was just like, holy shit, that would suit me. And so I just was like, fuck it, I don't have an event to wear this for, so I'm going to buy it and make my own up. So I just got super dressed up on Saturday for literally no reason. Got my makeup done, did my hair, and just strut around Adelaide. Went out for a fancy dinner.
Your first mortgage payment hasn't come out yet, has it?
No, it hasn't. No.
We'll be splurging.
Yeah, literally before I'm dying. And literally, like, I think I was catfishing half of Adelaide because I've never been approached by so many people in my life. I had old ladies come up to me and they were just like, "My dear, we haven't seen sophistication in so long and we just want to let you know that you look gorgeous." And I was like, "Oh, thank you." And then I had like couples
And then you spoke.
Yeah, and then I spoke. No, it was just so nice. Like, I don't know, I just felt really
So all you pretty. Need to do is dress like that every day.
No, thank you. That took 4 hours. Do you know how much
you
I spent
scam.
On waxing?
You're a scam.
You are the biggest catfisher around.
I did catfish. Yeah. But no, it was really nice just treating myself like that because I don't dress up like that, obviously, ever. Do you know what Wang posted on my Instagram? He was like...
You got a triple X wax?
I mean, I did, but... No, that he was like, "Oh, wow, you're actually pretty." I was like, "Bitch, what do you mean?"
And then what was my reply to that? I was like, "Well, we've only ever seen you wearing your potato sack."
And that's not a lie, so, yeah.
Or your pyjamas.
Yeah, correct. I mean, right now I'm wearing my funeral dress, but... Yeah. So, yeah, that's literally all I've done, just look hot, and that lasted for about 3 hours, so...
Whereas as we get older, we try and wear the most shittest clothes so we don't get approached.
Correct, correct. No, it was nice. I felt famous. I felt like Taylor Swift.
Did you have a good birthday, though?
Yeah.
I did. Mm-hmm. It was quite nice. 28
Restaurant
is the year of
good.
Me. Yeah, Fugazi. You have you been to Fugazi before?
Yes.
When did you go?
Sorry. We had our staff... Sorry, I don't know how to use these mics. We had our staff party just last week during the TDU.
Oh, you did?
We had like the whole little bottom section. There's like a little room. It is incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's like minimum 20 people, so we just
oh, my God.
Oh, no, you've got some people to invite next year.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we can gather 20 people. It's got a little bar down the front. It's awesome.
It was
it's
so good, that I ordered a gnocchi with ossobuco, and you actually couldn't tell the difference between the texture because it was so soft. Because the ossobuco was melting in your mouth, and then this... Like I don't know if you had the gnocco frido. So it was like fried dough with honey and yogurt. Yes. Like that is simple. Mm. But it's this place. They do simple stuff amazingly. It was
get it right the first time.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's good.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I'm going to shut the fuck up now. So who's next?
Have you done any riding though?
I've just been doing trainer road.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, which has been good-ish.
Are you racing tomorrow night?
I am going to race tomorrow night. I did sign up for Thursday. No, I haven't. I signed
closing
up for
soon.
Thursday. What?
It's closing soon.
Doesn't it close at 12 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Anyway, I'm
You're
fine.
Right.
I didn't know that.
I'll be fine.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I signed up for Thursday last night. Thursday last week, but that got cancelled because of the
I think they
rain.
Initially cancelled it because
absolutely.
Of numbers, but then it pissed down the rain anyway,
it
so it didn't matter.
It was disgusting.
I've never been in Adelaide where two events have been cancelled for polar opposite weather extremes. On Tuesday, it was like 41 degrees at 6 p.m. And then on Thursday, it was like fucking torrential rain for days. Yeah. Like, it was ridiculous. Anyway, who's next? I want to stop talking.
Go, Wayne.
Well, my week's going to be boring compared to last week's wrap-up that we did. So, no Tour Down Under last week. So
did
I'm
you
still,
get a triple X wax?
Still no triple X wax for me.
Do you know what?
No.
Can we do that live on the podcast? Not me, but like we can hold your leg and then Alex can wax.
What?
I thought I was picturing Wang's anus getting waxed.
Wasn't I? Hey, I won the quiz last
time
and...
I still have to do.
Yeah,
why are you
someone
fucking
still
pointing
has to
at
do
me?
I still have to do.
I mean, to be honest, if you want to do my back, I'm happy to volunteer.
No, fucking hell, this is
just
not painting
a
good picture. So back to normal programming for me this week. So back to work. Still pumped out 24 hours and 844k this week, so it was a reasonable week on the bike.
I do have a question for both of you, because you were once pro.
Both of them.
Or still pro?
Freaks.
Yeah. Freaks. Isn't that insane?
Absolutely.
Like, what is normal? And what's the threshold of it being, like, clinically insane?
I don't think anyone can work out how you get to that many hours to ride a bike.
When I rode full time, I didn't do that many kilometres on a bike. That's
nor did I.
Insane.
When I was riding full time, I don't. No. So, work from home makes it easy.
Yeah. Is that mostly on trainer or outdoors?
Last year, I think the split was 65 35, like 65 outside, 35 inside percent. So, yeah, still majority of it outside.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah.
That's okay. That
was Professor Wang.
65,000 K, 35,000.
It was only 40,000 Ks.
yeah, so not much. Yeah, back to work this week. Did do a decent ride on Friday with Petite Perineum and Leo and J-Blood. Did a nice little 200K loop out the Barossa. Nice tailwind on the way back and then turned around into the blockhead wind, so that wasn't very nice. Saturday we did a team ride, ended up at Mylaw, nice little cafe there. And that's about it.
I didn't get invited.
Didn't? No. Dogs.
It's because you weren't here.
Oh, that's why.
Where were you? Speaking of?
South.
So why were you in the ocean?
Swimming.
Swimming?
Why?
I was just teaching your mate's son how to body surf.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. He could not do it.
Do you know I can also body surf?
Can you? Have we finished Wang's week?
Is that on your Hinge profile?
No. Sorry. Keep talking.
Have we finished Wang's week?
Yeah, my week's finished.
This week?
Boring compared
boring.
To last week.
Boring. I didn't do a whole lot of bike, yep. I rode maybe 3 times. I did have a crack at the Maiponga Dam Com. Got very close. And then rode back from Normanville, Gankalila, yesterday.
There was a reasonable headwind yesterday.
No, we had tailwind.
I did tailwind. Turn around.
It was beautiful. Oh, it was nice. Beautiful. Not for my mate. He asked me to slow down a number of times.
Oh, sorry, Strava title.
Yeah.
Put through the ringer by A.
Yeah. I did, however, fly my kite on the beach.
Sorry, like a literal kite?
I was hoping you would give me this
or
reaction.
Or is this like an
actual kite?
Pseudo thing.
No, a kite.
How big was the kite?
Good. It's like 2 meters wide.
Holy shit.
It's a proper kite.
Wow.
You need skills.
I mean, tell us more.
I find it very soothing, actually.
Why? What, because you're trying to control this uncontrollable thing in the sky?
It's very controllable. It's like a competition kite. It's got two handles.
Did you tie yourself to it?
Nope. Anyway, I really enjoyed flying my kite on the beach. Drank some Sambuca a little bit. A lot. And then, rode home yesterday.
That's
chilled
so
out.
Beautiful.
Back to work. Anyway, Cam, what's been happening for you in the last week?
Me?
TDU, come down.
TDU, I've still got the hangover.
Is it a real thing?
It is, absolutely.
What does it feel like?
Not great. Nah, it's funny because you've got a lot of energy during TDU and it's a lot going on. There's a lot of industry people around. There's a lot of friends from interstate. You're just busy the whole time. Plus you're working. And then all of a sudden it just stops
out
and you're just like a little confused, absolutely exhausted. It's hard to explain.
So what you're describing is clinically a drug withdrawal.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's nice. Any riding?
Any riding. I actually rode two times during the TDU. During the TDU, I got 2 rides in. One was the Bunch for the first time in probably 18 months. And then the second ride was my first crit in 12 plus months.
How'd which crit was
and
this one?
And the Nord Tuesday night crit.
Oh, the fast one. Uber fast one.
It was brutal. Yeah. especially when you don't ride a bike too often. I didn't actually finish. I made it through to a couple of laps to go, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, she was brutal.
One of the fastest ones we've had, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was
49-ish,
I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Talking about Chop, did you see the Chop Con went on the weekend?
No.
That
what?
Really?
Yeah.
Did it?
I saw it.
Wow. Right. Everyone's gone.
Who?
Yeah. Who took it? Will Holmes has got it now.
Yeah.
Which...
Wombat will be...
ask Petite Perineum. He's very upset that
was
he's
he?
Got it.
Why?
Because Will started at the back. It was one of the last people to roll out the car park.
Tactics.
Very
tactical. Sorry, can you explain to me why that's bad? Didn't he technically save his energy?
No, it means he gets the quickest time.
Yeah.
So he goes the same speed as everyone else, but he starts last.
Yeah. So his Strava's time starts later.
Everyone does it. Yeah.
Good on him.
I thought the segment would start at the same time.
It does. The segment starts, but he's the last person to go over it.
Oh, so you guys have gotten faster.
Yeah.
And then
didn't they average almost 51?
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, that's a good question for both of you, because you're like fancy, or once fancy. What is the fastest you've ever ridden in your life that you can remember?
Oh, like maximum speed?
Oh, we'll go maximum speed, but average speed.
For a certain time?
Yeah.
Okay, max speed first, yes.
Max speed for me, 108.
Holy fuck, what if you... Oh my God. Yeah, where was this?
I was in Colorado. I was training.
USA?
Yes. No, it's the one in fucking Port Adelaide.
just down from Eastern, yeah.
Shit, and this was downhill?
Yeah.
Oh, no, uphill.
Yeah. No, yeah, uphill. I had pretty good form.
Shut the fuck up, I'm asking valid questions.
He's pretty arrow.
Yeah, it was on the S5.
So yeah, low CDA.
So that was max speed, and what about average speed?
I don't know if average... Oh, some races probably average, I don't know.
Yeah, you got an average.
Low 50s.
50.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. And how about you, Tim?
I'm actually exactly the same. 108k really? An hour.
That's like the
record. Like,
I chicken out 92.
It must be like the theoretical, like, it's max speed on a bike.
I feel like anything over 90 is all the same.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea I was doing it because you're in a bunch as well at the time.
Oh, as you do.
What happens if someone touched someone, like on their wheels?
You crash.
I try not to think about that.
You know, when a boy meets a girl and.
$20 is $20. Sorry. I'm sorry. But that's very fast, especially like if you think about it, you're on skinny, tiny wheels in Lycra going 108.
How does it feel that a push bike goes faster than your car?
Shut the fuck up,
Alex. She goes that fast down the alleyway.
Down the alleyway.
into the car
I remember
park.
Years ago seeing, like, I think Blythe posted something about his max speed in training. It was like 136.
Oh,
and I was like,
that's 136?
Yeah, in Spain or something. It was like,
that's ridiculous.
That's surely going to be up there with the fastest record time on a bike ever. Does anyone know that?
Nah, there is.
136 would be up there.
Without assistance.
I don't know what it is.
Unless it's those, you know, how they get the speed records.
The salt plains behind the car.
Or down the snow.
I've seen those ones
mountain.
With the cars that have like the big fairings.
Yeah, they sit in behind it. Yeah.
What? Yeah. Fairings?
To get speed records.
So you don't get like crosswind or anything. You just slipstreaming the car.
Like 200k.
So like a car in front and the car in behind.
No,
you?
It's got like a big umbrella kind of thing that you sit inside of. There's no wind. You're just being sucked along.
What about
specifically made to break a speed record?
Yeah. Chain ring about yay big,
like your old man.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah. All right, sorry, I'm digressing here. Just thought I'd ask that out. Are you anything else you want to update us on?
Oh,
nothing in the last week. Nothing else exciting.
I actually haven't, since that crit, I haven't touched my road bike, I don't think.
But that's fair.
I've got an e-mountain bike now. So
is it a vibe?
It is awesome. Yeah. It is actually insane. Like, I'm not that unfit these days, but I can still ride. It's like the new lightweight e-bike.
Yeah.
And I can still ride with my friends when they're on their naturally aspirated bike.
Yeah.
But I can also ride with e-bikes. And it still feels like a normal pedal bike.
Yeah. When you say lightweight, what kind of kilos are we talking?
It's like 18 kilo for a...
For a dually.
Dually. Wow. Yeah, that's like a big travel, 170mm travel.
Yeah, wow.
Beast of a thing.
That's sick.
So it's pretty light, but...
Jeez.
And I also rode the new Santa Cruz Stigmata gravel bike with the, like, RockShox fork on the front.
Any
on
good?
A gravel bike. It was actually surprisingly really cool. I loved it.
Did you take part in any of this
gravel?
Yeah, any of that stuff while the TDU was on?
No, I didn't. I didn't get a whole lot of time during TDU.
That's fair. You were probably working for the man.
Working for the podcast.
How many hours you would have clocked that, like, technically working hours during that week? Would have been bulk, yeah?
Yeah, a lot. And it's also, I think it was 3 weeks straight because you have like the two weekends.
Yeah.
So it ends up, you know, you still get your normal working hours that you do plus the weekend work. It ends up being a pretty solid time. We try and swap it around a little bit and give and take here and there, but you're pretty exhausted by the end of it.
Does it feel like you're working because you're around bikes and I'm assuming you love bikes? Like,
it does.
Okay.
But it's still... Yeah, I still enjoy it though because it's different to normal work. So it's a bit of a change up, which is nice.
That's fair.
Plus that time of year, you have a lot of friends you see.
Yeah.
So you catch up with them for like Stacky was here.
Yeah,
catch
yeah.
up with all those boys. So
yeah.
Cool. Really is the best week of the year.
You are really down about this, aren't
still
you?
Down
you
about
are
it.
So dark.
It's only another 50 weeks till it comes back.
I'll never see the Wayne cry Christmas. Much, but. What about you, Timmy? What's been happening?
What's
same as Cam. My week was... Obviously, a bit of a letdown from TDU, just getting back into work. Energy was pretty low. Yeah. Back in the swing of things, that sort of stuff. I don't really ride anymore, so I didn't do much riding the last
fish,
week.
Do you fish?
Yeah, fish.
Yeah.
Fish a lot. Spent the whole weekend at the beach.
Yeah.
So I was down your way, actually.
It was you with the big rod in the middle of the water.
Yeah, that's it, that was me catching out. But yeah, down at Goolwa and Yeah, spent pretty much the whole weekend at the
beach. Nice.
What's your favourite thing to catch? Fish.
Catfish.
I like salmon fishing, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so
we have salmon
surf fishing. Yeah.
In the ocean.
But do you actually eat the fish, Timmy?
Yeah, I still eat it. I don't really like it that much.
I feel like there's a backstory there.
I just don't like it that much.
Really?
I like fishing. I don't even like fishing that much. I just like being out there on the water. And,
Have you ever tried like hunting or anything like that?
Would I'm not really into hunting.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
But yeah, we don't. We do have salmon here. They're not classified salmon, but we call them salmon.
What are they? Trout?
No, they're like a. I don't know what the proper name is. But they're not like the ones you buy from the supermarket.
Oh.
It must be some kind of meditation for you then.
Yeah.
Because you're just out there.
It's a good way to switch off.
Yeah.
And you're just like, where's this fucking fish for like 6 hours? Yeah. And you're just
very patient sport sometimes,
just
isn't
the water as well. Just it's relaxing, being near the water, the waves, going for a swim. If you're not catching anything, you can just go for a swim. So that's cool. Yeah.
Sweet.
Cool.
How good.
What am I saying? Oh, yeah. So, the Radelaide Summit Podcast Competition. So, before we started the podcast, we actually announced our winners. So, big congratulations to Darren Dunstan, I think. Yeah. So, you've won the S5, and then David Latte has run the Izalco Max frame set. So, he actually messaged the podcast just then, just saying that he's never won anything in his life. So, we're very glad that the Izalco Max is going to you, David. Big thank you to everybody who took part in the competition. It was really great to see that so many people went out and actually did the five climbs. I was literally expecting only like five people to do it.
there was T-shirts everywhere.
Yeah, there was T-shirts left, right and center. And it was just like a great way for the community to get involved. So thank you to Cervelo and Focus for, you know, helping us or well, providing the prizes for us to be able to
and
create
the support
like
in the
that.
Background to do so. Yeah,
yeah, yep. It's awesome. So we really appreciate it. And yeah. Anything else that we want to say on that?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you.
But I think you should ask Tim and Cam a little bit about their cycling career.
Because I obviously don't know who you are.
And she hasn't had time to research.
And I haven't Googled.
She normally just Googles why the person's here.
Yeah, we're not going to repeat that story. But all I know is that you both were ex-pros. So we'll start off with Cam. When
that's Tim.
Tim, what?
No, it's Cam.
You're gonna kill me. Have you still got the name cards that you can like show me? Yeah, thanks. So when did you start riding, and why did you stop?
Why did I stop? All right, I started riding because of pedal pre. I don't know if anyone knows what pedal pre is.
They're like little sperms that are going in a circle.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
That analogy.
They have all the comms around Vic Park.
Aero sperms, yep.
Yeah. Don't you mean sir comm size?
You've now just lied.
Sorry.
So was that through school?
Through school, primary school, did it, and then I actually chose my high school purely because they had pedal pre.
How old are you, sorry?
I'm 33.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, so they've had pedal pre for a while.
It's been around for a long time.
I'm not saying you're old, but
I'm pretty old.
Jesus Christ.
He's like the youngest here.
Sorry. Continue. You can slap me later.
And from that, I just loved it. I absolutely loved it. There was another guy that did the pedal pre that did cycling, and he kind of encouraged me to get into it.
Yeah.
And just started from there. I think I did the Be Active ride during the Tour Down Under. It was the first decent ride, and then just got into racing from there and actually hung out with Timmy. Back in the day, our parents used to drop us off at the bottom of Norton Summit.
That is adorable.
And we'd just
see
go
you in
full
12
gas,
minutes.
Attack each other.
Do you know what your PBs are of Norton Summit, by the way?
Yeah, I had this conversation with Chris Harper the other day because he took 11
miles
flat on his training bike.
Yeah, he took it.
The day before the Tour Down Under started. Hmm.
What the fuck?
Sneen's not been here for a little while.
into a headwind.
Yeah.
Sneen's just been in like New Zealand fucking
11 minutes flat
change and transformation projects and stuff. This is wild. This is great. 11 minutes.
11:00. Yeah.
Fucking
hell. He did it a couple of days before that as well and did 11:06 and the 80 did 11:04.
I think he heads off to Europe on Friday, so I'm trying to push him to break that 11-minute barrier.
That's I know. Ridiculous.
He's got all the comms as well because he took Windies during...
He wouldn't have had Waddies on the Strava, would he?
had estimated of 512. Yeah, that's what the Strava algorithm was. Anyway, your PB. Yes.
Yeah, your PB.
I remember doing it 11:20s back in the day. I was trying to find it on Strava, and I can't find it.
But so
it didn't actually happen.
Wow.
Wow, 11:20s
in the 11:20s as well. I remember trying to target it for a long time.
That is fucking rapid.
Back then, I used to be like, "Nah, don't do Strava. It's not cool."
Yeah. It's
and
not
now,
cool.
All I wish was
yeah.
What's the turning point for Strava being like cool?
Me stopping riding and then looking back and can't do it anymore. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, kind of wish I gave them a crack now. But
nice. So, did you end up going into track? Or did you end up doing roads or crits or what was the segue?
I did track when I was younger as a junior, but then I actually stopped riding when I was about 17, 18, I reckon, because I got glandular fever and chronic fatigue.
I had that too.
It's brutal, isn't it?
How much were you, how long were you knocked out for?
I didn't ride a bike for 4 years.
Yep.
Wow.
And then do that to you.
By the time I came back, Timmy over here was world tour riding with BMC.
Wow.
And I was trying to ride a local C grade race and not finish.
Well, my ex boyfriend at the time, when I had glandular fever, he was just like, "Nah, you're fine. Don't worry about it." And he like put me on a bike and like pushed me up Waterfall Gully Road because he was like, "Nah, don't worry about it." And I was like, "Are you fucking dickhead?"
I'm gonna die.
Yeah. it's brutal.
It absolutely knocks you to like six. And like I was in bed for like 3 months, couldn't move. It was wild.
I had it all through year 12 as well. Yeah.
During year 12? Did you finish?
Of course I did.
Of course I did. Nice. That's good. I'm reading your pro cycling stats right now, actually.
Yeah, it wouldn't be much.
No, actually, you got the King of the Mountains jersey in the Herald Sun Tour in 2015.
Yeah, that's a throwback.
Yeah.
some would say you're probably the best Australian rider never to turn pro.
Yeah.
Some being Graham Moffat.
Moff driver.
But, like, I'm looking through, like, even in the early 2010s, like, in a lot of the Asian stuff, you got like second, third, fourth, like all these, like all.
Yeah, I wasn't good at winning.
Was it Gusto? A Tour of China?
Yeah, Taki Gusto.
Yeah. That was crazy. That was cool. That was
Cam was second over on Langkawi.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at that now.
Have you got a favorite over the years?
Yeah, what's your favorite?
Favorite race?
Yeah, or like result or experience in one of those.
I'll give you my worst experience and probably my favourite race. Worst experience was at Taihu Lake in China.
Yeah.
I think I won a stage on stage two and it was like a 10-day tour. Held the yellow jersey the whole way. The last stage, there was like three, four of us left. They tried attacking me as much as possible. Coming down the descent, locked up, hit a tree.
Oh,
lost
no.
The whole tour. And the worst part about it was about $40,000 US prize money for the win.
Oh.
And it was just boom. And I finished like 40th overall or something, so I didn't get a dime. But
oh, no.
Jesus, massive prize money.
But favorite is probably anything in Japan. I think Japan Cup
was such
a cool race. It was an awesome race over there. There was Tour of Japan as well, like around the Kirin school there. It's just like the most brute. I don't know how Kirin riders can ride around this course.
Sorry, what's a Kirin rider?
So like track.
Velodrome.
They do like a lot of betting over in Japan.
Like
horse racing in Japan.
But it's like, you know, the track racing ends up being a sprint and it's only like five
so start
laps
behind
or so.
The motorbike.
Start behind the motorbike and then it peels off with one and a half laps to go.
I have no idea what we're talking about there.
Basically, these Kirin riders are in like solitary confinement.
They're all like 100 kilo. They have like padding on. They're all like coloured. It looks like horse racing.
Mm. What the fuck?
And they can't have any contact with the outside because it's all betting.
But did they remove that from the Olympics? Is that correct?
No, they've still got
the
Olympics,
Kirin.
I believe.
Oh. Yeah, they do. They've still got the Kirin. It's one of the only two sprint events. That and the actual sprint.
Yeah.
They've still got it.
Yeah.
We'll show you later.
It's the best one to watch.
So they're like little horses just...
Come out to the Nations Cup on the weekend and you'll see it.
I'm good.
but yeah, they're sprinters and they're good for like a 10, 12 second effort.
And like their 2000
training
plus
course
plus.
Around the outside of the Kirin school
like
is like...
I knew you were going to say that. Fucking hell, you're so predictable.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Cam.
Their training course around it, which we raced on, is the most brutal course I've ever ridden on. There's no flat, There's no straight roads. It's just like, and all the corners are all cambered. So you're getting like G-forces on the descent going around the corners. It is the most, and like immaculate bitumen.
Oh.
It is the coolest course. Timmy would remember it as well.
Very good. It's awesome to race.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty good. What about you, Timmy? Tell us where it all began.
So I, when I was in school, I used to just ride on the weekends with my mates on the BMX, just to the shops, to the deli. And then I was out riding one day. I think my brother got a road bike. I'm not sure why he did, my brother Andrew. And then I was out riding. I met a guy, and I said to the guy, I was like, oh, you know, by that stage, sorry, I had got a road bike. I just wanted...
How old were you at this point?
14, probably.
Yep.
So anyway, So I was riding BMX. It all got a bit hard because I lived at Hallett Cove, so it was quite hilly. So I ended up getting a road bike, just rode to Glenelgan back, things like that. Met a guy once when I was out riding. He's like, oh, you... I said, oh, I would love to race, but my parents say you're not allowed to race. But
why is that? Are they scared?
No, because they couldn't afford it. So anyway, I said to the guy, oh, I'm not allowed to race because there is no racing for people my age. And he looks at me, he's like, there's definitely racing people your age. And then I went home, told my parents, they looked at each other like the only reason why I couldn't race is because they just couldn't afford it at the time. So anyway, got a license, started racing at 14.
Sorry, I must ask, if they couldn't afford it, then how did you get the license?
Oh, no, I just didn't think they wanted it to go down that way. They just liked me training and things like that.
Yep.
Yeah, they could afford it, but
okay.
I think they wanted to, I think one son racing already.
They wanted you to play piano.
But yeah, so I got into racing. Did the junior stuff. I was a pretty bad under 17. I finished last in pretty much all my races. And then because I was like, I grew really late. I got to under 19s and then I started growing and then I sort of started catching up to everybody. And then by under 23s, I went to Lance Armstrong's development team. I got signed up there. I did 1 year there, and then I went to BMC. And so I was there with Cadell, but we were the only two Aussies there. And as soon as I got there, I ran into a lot of issues with injuries and things like that. I had a lot of operations. I had a lot of injuries that I was never able to live my career how I wanted.
You said the other day how many operations you had on your leg.
So I've had on my left side of my body, I've had 9 operations.
Yeah.
So I've had 4 on my knee, 4 on my hip and 1 on my back.
Do you exist with any regrets?
That's a good question. yes.
What are they that you care
about? It's not so much regrets. It's more so like...
What ifs.
Yeah, what ifs. Yeah, a lot. Yeah, but... It's time's passed now, so I'm pretty good with it now. But I definitely, yeah, like I knew I got signed young as someone who could, you know, be the next big thing, and then it was sort of taken away from me.
Hmm.
But I'm still injured now, and I still can't ride now because of the injury. So that makes me feel, in a weird way, it sort of makes me feel
a bit better
because I still can't ride.
So how did you come to terms with accepting that as your reality?
Well, for probably 5 years of my, like, the end of my career, I sort of kept trying.
Yeah.
And then I was never where I wanted to be. But I can still ride a bike. You know, I can still pedal a bike, but I just have a lot of pain and my body doesn't work well. So I kept trying for a long time, and then I just wasn't really at the level I wanted to be at. And then I got to a point in life where I was just like, I needed to go do something else, something that would, you know, obviously be more of a career. So it was a bit of a slow fade off into stopping. So.
Yeah. But to be fair, like his level is like world tour as opposed to us mere mortals. He could still race nationally at the most elite level in Australia. So
you said you've got a lot of pain though. Would you be able to race, you know, let's say an A grade crit in Adelaide and still dominate, or is it just completely off the cards?
No, I'm not really a crit rider.
So. Yeah, I don't know shit.
Have you not looked at his physique?
When was the last time you rode Elite Nats?
I did Nationals last...
2 years ago.
Not this year, the last
one before.
Three
years. Yeah, we were there.
Yeah. I did. So the first year I did it, I had like a whole year off, and then I trained for...
Yeah, like two or three months.
Weeks. Yeah. And
then roll out. Yeah.
He did, fucking
yeah.
Hell.
Yeah.
I've done that last few years, but...
But you finished... Where did you finish those years? Well, like, yeah, I was going to say top 10.
I had a mechanical. Know, right. Well, like
the Timmy program.
You crashed.
I rolled my tub.
Yeah, yeah.
And that second last...
Gone through the uni.
Tub.
Yeah.
Like a boat?
The tire.
Stuck on wheels. Stuck on tire.
All right.
You glue the tire on?
Yeah.
And it rolled off. And then I glue the tyre, so that's all on me. I lost myself. And then, yeah, and then the year after that, I just had a bit of bad luck as well. But yeah. I haven't ridden a bike much for the last year.
Mm. What about a favourite experience then, just within all that? A positive time?
Favourite experience for... I enjoyed my time riding with Cam, actually, like after...
At Bennelong?
Bennelong. After I was pro and then sort of coming back, we had a good squad.
That team was...
Bennelong squad, yeah.
That team was ridiculous.
Yeah. It was awesome. Had like Cam, Harps, Joe Cooper...
Freeberg.
Cooper still there as well.
AJ Robbie yep. Hucker.
Gia Coppo was on there as well?
Yep.
Yeah.
AJ, yeah.
So
that was good.
Scotty's son, though.
Yeah,
don't forget Scotty. Oh,
yeah. Tour Great South Coast. That was so good. Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was probably my best results. Probably I won Tour Malaysia when I was 19.
Yeah, right.
Picked up a stage there, won two stages in Korea, but probably second in Rundfahrt Turingen to Degelkob.
Just casual.
Yeah, probably my best result.
Nice work. That's so good.
Wang.
All right.
What happened on the weekend?
Yeah.
Cadell's road race.
Mate.
Yeah, so a couple of the Adelaide riders were there. So Kel, I think, finished just outside the top 10. He finished 12th, I think. He was in there in the... Plappy was leading him out there for the final sprint, but I think he'd spent all his bickies.
I did see a picture of him straight afterwards that he looked cooked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was cooked. So I looked at his Strava and I think he only just hit 1,000 watts in the sprint, which is definitely not as much as he normally hits. Yeah. So, and little Zachy Marriage, he was in the break from kilometre zero and won the KOM jersey, won every climb. So,
Savello.
On a Savello, correct.
Soloist.
On the soloist, yep.
Yeah.
So I think that had something to do with his ride back from Wollonga, I think, got him in race four. So that was me halfway.
I was trying to work out if that attributed to the Wang somehow.
Yeah, halfway back from Wollonga. So. But he had done chop that morning. And also little Cranage, he was in the break there for a while as well. Yeah, so there was the four of them, two ARA guys and
two Bridgelane.
Bridgelane.
Didn't Bridgies roll them off at some point?
Yeah, Jackson Medway.
Yeah.
To cycling, I hear. So I've been racing for like 12 to 18 months and he won the sprint.
Jesus.
How cool.
He's a beast on the bike. So yes, that was Cadell's on the weekend.
Awesome. And the girls are up there too?
Girls, Sarah Roy, I think it was, apart from Caitlin Nicholson, she finished.
Yep.
A couple of Ali Anderson, a couple of local girls, but best Australian.
She was in the break, I saw.
Was she?
Yeah.
Early on?
She was in the break.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Nice work, girls.
She rides a factor, so it doesn't matter. She doesn't ride a Cervelo anymore. She used to.
Hey, Cervelo won that race too.
They did.
Yeah. So who's the bloke, the Kiwi one from, where was he from?
Gripama.
Kiwi?
No, his team.
Oh.
Gripama
was FTJ. Yeah. Okay.
Sweet.
About Cervelo, so it also doesn't matter.
All right, let's jump right into it. The main reason why we exist. Let's see who has been spinning up the summit this week and check out the times for the folks who've been giving us a show. It's going to be fast guys this week. Might be some
just
slow ones.
Be the men.
Just the men's. It may be everyone in between, but like we said, we'll dive into their rides and data a little bit more robustly and we will see who and what has caught Frankie's eyes. So, Cam and Tim taking us through our men and women this week.
Was that
12 minute bracket?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it can't recognize me now because I'm just so fucking gorgeous.
Wow.
Wait, please read my spreadsheet.
All right.
If you can.
Yep.
Starting it off with a 12 minutes 12.
Also, I'm really sorry to interject, but you know the hinge thing that you swiped on just before?
Yeah.
You sent me a mail.
Yes!
All right.
Which one?
Continue.
Thanks, sports fans.
So sorry.
With a 12-12... We've got see you next Tuesday.
Oh yeah.
So I must think, I reckon, did he not do a 12:13 in his PBs, 12:12?
He did, actually.
I reckon he's 1 second off.
He's a bit off.
One second.
1 second.
Slowing down. Then we've got APB at 12:15 with P Ennis.
I love like watching people read that out that haven't seen it before. See how uncomfortable you are.
Just can't get their lips around it.
I left a little pause in between.
Oh, wow. Is it a PB? It's 12:15.
That was his PB.
Yeah, wow. Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations. It's no 11 minutes, but...
Oh, my God.
No,
the rest are all PBs here. Yeah. Now we got Tilly Titbag.
Is that a place on North East Road or what?
Next door.
Tilly
Next door
Titbag.
To North East Massage.
Yeah.
Big watts, though. 405 watts.
Not bad. 12 minutes 20.
Yeah. 405
watts. That was a PB as well?
Yeah, it's a PB.
What was their previous PB?
12:20. I don't know. Frankie's in charge of spreadsheet this week.
Are these all solo or are these in a bunch?
Have a look at the date. Is the date the same?
Because you look at the last one I'm going to read off. That's some big watts.
What do we got?
Yeah, who's that last is and
we'll get to him. We'll get to slightly lopsided. Got a 12:21, which is also their PB. And then we finish with Chicken Burger Connoisseur.
419.
419 watts, though.
Yeah. 12:20.
He weighted down his bike.
Still not sub-12.
Training. Training.
I thought he changed his name.
No, he kept it a CBZ.
I changed his name.
Changed his name.
I changed his name.
That's right.
That's awesome. Rapid.
Off to you, Timmy.
Okay, and for the women, in 15 minutes 10, Cactus, with a PB, her normal PB is 14:42.
She raced Cadell's on the weekend.
Did she?
Yep.
She did.
Yep.
I should say her original name was Queen Victoria, and I think that's more elite. Just putting that out there.
And second was Mr. Zoppity Bop. with the PB of 15:21.
Oh, well done.
High heart rate too, so working 172 beats per minute.
First two don't have power on there.
Yeah, hidden.
Hidden.
So pro.
Bobby Boucher.
Oh, the old water boy's back.
15:54, and that would be a PB because the previous
we reckon
PB was
so. Yeah. So last time they were on there, there could be a few times they've come across the pod and we haven't picked it up though. So they've just gotten really fit.
Yeah. And then Bollard Boy.
I like that one.
Bollard Boy.
Thank you.
These are the females.
Yeah, exactly.
With 15:57. Which is also a PB.
Yeah, solid watts too for a female, 262.
Oof, that is big ones. Passion Fingers, 16:18. Bit off a PB. PB's 15:28.
Nice work, ladies.
Good work. I don't have
How
a handpick, sorry.
No handpick.
That's all
no,
good. It's all
no
good.
Handpick.
Frankie, what's happening?
So we have the Tuesday night crit on Tuesday the 30th of January down at Victoria Park tomorrow. Yeah,
won't
we've
be cancelled.
Got the Wednesday night training at Edwardstown on the 31st of January. We've also got the Thursday night crits down at Norwood Cycling Club down at Vic Park, which I will be doing again.
So women's and juniors for Thursday. Yeah,
yeah, and juniors. Sorry, and then we've got the state and club Criterium Championship on Sunday. What is FE?
I don't know. I just looked at that.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. And then we've got also on the 4th of February, we've got the BMX State Series Round 1 at Gawler.
So the State and Club Criterium Championships and Masters.
Yeah.
Might just want to point that out.
Okay. Yeah. And then we've got Inside Line Mountain Bike Club on the 4th of February, which is a Sunday. We've got the Dual Salmon. Wait, what?
Slalom.
Dual Slalom at Eagle Mountain Bike Club. We've got the Bradbury Kermis on the
What's
11th
a Kermis, Frankie?
Is that when it's like you got a little bit of hills, but it's like on the road and it's like kind of in a closed circuit? Yeah, cool.
It's like a big
Look at me learning.
Look at you go.
And then we've got the Brian Doke. Oh, fuck, what's that? Doki. Whatever that is. Memorial Handicap, which is the Outer Harbour Big Course. And then on the 24th and 25th of February, which is Saturday and Sunday, we've got the Tour of the Fluvio,
formerly known as Tour of the Fluvio.
Are you doing that, Wayne?
Don't even start, mate.
Why not? What's the matter, mate?
Fuck up.
So, for the listeners, before the podcast started, we thought of a very great idea, which we actually want to happen. So A crit. The idea would be that everyone would take part in a crit. However, it would be called the Kmart crit, and you had to ride a bike that was bought from Kmart under the value of $100. And I just think that would be
$100.
That'd be so fun.
Maybe you could get $200. Yeah. I'm sure you could pick up.
Let's do some research.
I just think that'd be so funny because it'd be so cool to see how fast people would go on these pieces of shit.
Boy, oh boy.
Anyway.
Frankie's buying everyone bikes.
This week we've also got the Nations Cup track here this weekend for spectators, not for us to anyone to ride, but Friday through to Sunday this week.
Where's that at, Wayne?
At the Superdrome, Jeff's Cross.
Oh, love
Main
it.
North Road.
Very good.
Yep. So, get out there and have a look at that. Some of the best track riders in the world will be out there.
Wang.
Alrighty.
Are you going out to watch?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have a look. I think Friday night's going to be the best night when they've got most of the team pursuit stuff.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep. So. All right, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and all creatures in between. If you've enjoyed yourself, why don't you give us a follow through your favourite podcast app or access all our episodes through YouTube as well. Please subscribe, hit the bell icon, and don't forget to tell all your friends and share it with everyone.
Guess what? Forgot something in the notable mentions.
Oh dear, what was it?
Just going to backtrack a little bit. In the last few days, Mr. Brendan Kilpatrick bought us 5 coffees.
Oh.
R and all bought us 5 coffees.
What?
Marty Shears bought us 10 coffees.
What?
Coca bought us Marty 7 Shears? Coffees.
What?
Jesus, we've got a few coffees.
We've got some coffees.
Oh my God.
Thank you, guys.
That's a lot of coffee.
That's a lot of coffee.
Marty Shears is the guy who came up to me at Big Park.
I don't know who we talked to at all.
So that means we've got some more money for some equipment.
Almost. You've got to repay me first. Anyway, we are also all over the socials. We give you updates, info, and let you know when new episodes are out, along with our other podcast news and information, including the winners from today. And if you want to support the podcast like these lovely people, please head to our Buy Me a Coffee page. And if you donate, we'll give you a massive shout out on the podcast next week.
We should also say that we have cracked over the 1,000 followers, which we are very grateful for. So thank you so much.
Don't we have our 100th episode coming up soon as well?
We'll be getting close. We will announce that, yes.
So we'd love your feedback and to know your thoughts. So hit us up and let's have a chat through our Facebook or Instagram page and shoot us through something to our email, radladesumup@gmail.com. And with that,
Whilst we're on the fish topic.
Where is this going? We've talked about triple X waxes, so, what's the vibe?
What do you call a fish wearing glasses?
No idea.
Sophisticated. See you on the show next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.